Krishna,
Punya, Punya, Shravana,
Shravana,
Yetana,
Yetana,
Riddhi,
Riddhi,
Anta,
Anta,
So,
So, Si,
Vajrani,
Avajrani,
Vidunoti,
Vidunoti,
Sukrit Satam,
Sukrit Satam,
Sindhatan Sakata Krishna,
Sindhatan Sakata Krishna,
Punya Shravana Kirtana,
Punya Shravana Kirtana,
Hridyantak Stokya Pajarani,
Hridyantak Stokya Pajarani,
Vidunoti Suhit Satam,
Vidunoti Suhit Satam,
Shrinvatam Swakata Krishna,
Sinnatam Sabata Krishna,
Punya Shravana Kirtana,
Punya Shravana Kirtana,
Hridyantasto Vyabhadrani,
Hridyantasto Abhadrani,
Vidunoti Suhit Satam,
Vidunoti Suhit Satam,
Shrinvatam Svakatah Krishna,
Shrinvatam Svakatah Krishna,
Punya Shravana Kirtana,
Punya Shravana Kirtana,
Hridyantasto Vyabhadrani,
Hridyantasto Vyabhadrani,
Vidunoti Suhit Satam,
Vidunoti Suhit Satam.
Srivatam Svakata Krishna,
Srivatam Svakata Krishna,
Punya Sravata.
Those who have developed the urge to hear the message of.
Swakata,
Swakata,
his own words.
Krishna,
Krishna,
the personality of Godhead.
Punya,
Punya,
virtues,
virtues.
Shravana,
Shravana,
hearing,
hearing.
Kirtana,
Kirtana,
chanting,
chanting.
Siddhi,
Siddhi,
Pratastha,
Pratastha,
within one's heart.
He,
certainly,
certainly.
Apadrani,
Apadrani,
desire to enjoy matter.
Desire to enjoy
matter.
Vidunoti,
cleanses,
cleanses.
Suhit,
Suhit,
benefactor.
Satam,
Satam,
of the truthful.
Translation. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, or Supersoul, in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous, from properly heard and chanted.
Jinnatam Sapatha Krishna Munna Savana Kirtana Vidyantastu Avadhyani Vidhunati Sihi Satam. There is an English proverb that God helps him who tries to help himself. There is an English proverb. So, to become Krishna conscious is not a very difficult thing. People have no taste. They do not understand the importance of this Krishna consciousness movement. This is the only way by which one can become perfect and happy. It is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita that just to become happy and peaceful, one has to learn three things. Bhoktaram jagratam sam sarmaloka maheswaram sriram sarmabhutanam gyatta mam shanti nishi. If you want, because the problem is that we want to be happy and peaceful. Everyone says, I want peace. there is no peace in my mind. That is a general understanding. Nobody can say that I am completely happy and peaceful. No, that is not possible. The material world is made in such a way that you cannot feel happy. That is not possible. First of all, we have come to this material world to enjoy sense gratification, but that is not our proper business. Our proper business is to satisfy the senses of Krishna, not our senses. Because we have deviated from our original position, therefore it is always a perplexity of our life. But due to illusion, we cannot understand. Just like a hawk is eating stool, living in a very filthy place, having sex without any discrimination. But you see, hawks are very fatty. They feel very happy. Unless one feels very happy, he cannot become fatty. This is psychology. Yes. You have seen sometimes his confectioner, very quickly they become fatty because they always smell rasagulla. It is natural, you see. So the hogs, they feel very happy and get fatty, you see. But actually, what is happiness? He's eating stool, living in a filthy place, and no fixity of eating, but still he's happy. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, when he was asked by his father, "My dear boy, will you kindly let me know what best thing you have learned from your teachers?" The Prahlad Maharaj replied, "Tat sadhu manne suravarja dehinam sada samudvigna dhyam asadgraha hityatma ghatam gyananda kupam vananga toja srimasraya." My dear father, he did not say father. He said, "My dear, the best of the demons." His father was a demon. And he was not afraid of his father, although his father was always insisting him, "You give up this Krishna consciousness, learn, like me, become a very big king, politician." But he would say, "No, Saranam Kirtanam Krishna, this is best thing." That was the fight between the father and the son. So sometimes, after all, he was father, sometimes patting the son. So he replied, "My dear, the best of the demon, asura vajra. Asura means demon, and vajra means the best. Tat sadhu manne suravajra dehinam. I think, for any living entity who has accepted this material body, all of us, we have accepted this material body, tasthadavanne suravartadihna, asadgraha, sada samudvinna dhiyam asadgraha." Because the living entity has accepted this material body, asat graha, asat means that will not exist. Every living entity is eternal. He must have his eternal body. But purposefully to enjoy this material world, the living entity has accepted the material body. Not only once, but it is going on continually, one after another. As I am accumulating material desires in this life, just like I have got this body according to my desires in the last life. Similarly, whatever you are desiring in this life, that will be fulfilled in the next life. Krishna is very kind. As we desire, jethamam pravardante, sarasathayo bhajam. Krishna is so kind that if you want a childless body, Krishna will give it. If you want a demigod's body, Krishna will give it. If you want a body like Krishna, Krishna will give it. Madhyajinoti janti mam. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva brata deva. Pitrin janti pitri brata. Whatever you want, especially in this human form of life, whatever you desire, Krishna will give you chance. It may be very unpalatable, but this is a fact we have heard from authority, that why in Vrindavan there are so many hogs and monkeys and dogs. This is very mysterious thing. The Siddhanta, the conclusion is, we get it in formation from Bhagavatam, just like that the two sons of Kuber, what is it? Manumanda, Manigriva, Nalakriva. They wanted extensively sense enjoyment, their enjoying. That time Narada was passing, but they were so much intoxicated that they could not cover their body. So Narada cursed them that you become a tree. But when they were very much submissive, fell down on the feet of Narada, how he shall get there. He asked them to get the tree light in Vrindavan. And because they are put in Vrindavan, after some time they are delivered. So similarly, those who are executing devotional service, but at the same time cheating. Cheating means outwardly very devotional, inwardly doing all sinful activities. Such living entity is given the chance to become a hog and dog in Vrindavan. So that the reaction of the sinful activity, they get this body at the same time due to the touch with the dust of Vrindavan, they become eliminated of all sinful activities and liberated. So, these hogs and dogs, they are also very important. They are not ordinary things. But this is explanation. The tortoise is, they have God. Therefore, a devotee, when he is punished in that way for this short time, they will be liberated, undoubted. There is a statement in the Srimad Bhagavatam, tattva sadharmam charanambujam hare bhajan napho apakatho patetatho. Even one falls down, still there is no loss, because he will get the chance. Krishna will arrange in such a way, then get the chance. So actually there is no loss, but one must be purified completely. So to get the hawks and dogs lie, nay, they are being purified. They are being purified. But without being completely purified, nobody can enter into the kingdom of God. That is not possible. Jisam antagatam papam. So, there is another bhasan in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ami jigga tare visaya cannot jiva. Sataranam mitadi visaya bhulai. If one by mistake, while executing devotional service, at the same time keeping his propensity for sense gratification and material enjoyment, then he is rectified in that way. So, we should be very much careful. Careful, it is said, kurasya dhara nishita gurate. The spiritual path, the subconscious path, is just like sharpened razor. You take your sharpened razor and shave your face. If you are expert, it will be very clean shave. But if you are not expert, there is little inattention, immediately cut and blood. Kurasya dhara. This is an example. Durgam patasyam. But the safest way, here it is, stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sinnatang Satata Krishna. If we attentively hear about Krishna, Punna Savana Kirtana, if we hear about Krishna, it doesn't matter what I am. But simply by hearing Krishna, about Krishna, I shall acquire some resultant action of pious activities. That's like there is the Bhagavad Saptaha. Within a week, nobody can understand what is Bhagavad, and the speaker also does not know what he is speaking. But because somehow or other, they are hearing about Krishna, there is some past result and past. That's the fact. So, Siddhatan Satatha Krishna, Punna Kravana Kirtana, if we engage us, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted this process, simply hearing. That is a accepted process. Ravanam. Ravanam Kirtanam. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also accepted this process. Hane sita sutigatang tanumang manogi. He refused so many other processes of self-realization, beginning from varnasam dharma, jnanamishra bhakti, karmamishra bhakti, karma tyag. He not rejected, he said it is external. If you know something more, speak. When he was talking with Ramanandara. So, when Ramanandara quoted a passage from Srimad Bhagavatam, which was spoken by Lord Brahma, jnane pryasam mudapasya navanta eva, jivanti sanvakritāna bhavadīyavāta tāne sthitāsitikatāng sanvāng manohi prāyasa jitopi jitappasihita-istilakyāṁ. So, Chaitanya Mahāprabhu accepted that people should be given chance somewhere or other to hear about Krishna. That's all. These meetings are arranged. These Sankirtan parties are arranged. We are sending our men throughout the whole world simply to give them some chance to hear about Krishna. This is it. And it is actually happening very effective. Simple. When I was coming here, I was in Manila. How do you say? Manila, yes. Manila and Philippines. So, these many Philippines, they eat dogs. But still, they gave very patient hearing to Krishna Katha. My last meeting was in a big hotel. Our Sudama Mitra Goswami Maharaj arranged it. And it was very successful meeting. All full of young men. And they came to hear about Krishna. And they responded very nicely. They practiced vocals, they danced, they chanted. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is progressing only on this basis. Simladang sapatha Krishna. Just give them chance to hear about Krishna. We are not driving them. I have not bribed all these American and European boys to become Krishna conscious. I have no money. When I went to America, I had only $7 in 1 hour's expenditure in New York. You see? So, there is no question of bribing them. But they heard about Krishna. I was reading Bhagavad Gita on the street, on the store, in the park, and chanting. They heard and they came to. They became attracted. Why? Because it is said here, Ridhi Antastha, within the heart, he avagrani. If people are suffering because they have got so many dirty things within the heart. The most important dirty things are the modes of material nature. So, satagun, tamagun, satagun is also not dirty, but it is mixed with dirty things. And rajagun, tamagun is purely dirty. Rajagun, tamagun is purely that. Here, our intelligence is also that. Because it is mixed up with this modes of material nature. In the material life, we are using our intelligence. Everyone is using his intelligence how to become happy. The whole world is going on. Working so hard. There is intelligence, certainly. But that is dark intelligence. That is dark intelligence. Dark intelligence, what kind of dark intelligence? That is described in the Bhagavad Gita as duskritina. Kriti means very expert. Kriti, one who is expert, he is called Kriti. But here, the word has been added, du. Duskriti. Duskriti. Just like one who has discovered the atomic bomb. It has required very nice brain, unless the scientist is very intelligent, kriti, how he could discover such dangerous earth. So there is intelligence, undoubtedly. But the intelligence has been wrongly used. Duskriti. They have discovered something to kill man. But they could discover something which will save man. But that is not possible. That is Krishna consciousness. Which will save man. You can discover something to kill man. But you cannot discover something which will save man. That is Krishna consciousness. And it is very easy. Simply by giving some time to hear about Krishna. As soon as one sincerely hears about Krishna, Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. Ishara sarvabhutana vidyate arjuna tishti. Krishna and I both are living together within the heart as friends. Krishna is so sincere friend that he is trying always to take me back again, back to home, back to God. That is his business. But I have denied. No, sir. I shall remain at home. I shall be happy by eating stool. Krishna says, no, give up this business. Sarvadhamman paritajya, mamekam saranam bhaja. I will give you protection. No, sir. I shall eat this stool. I have got very good facility for sex life, without any discrimination. There are so many so-called. I don't wish to discuss. And sex life is so strong that they cannot give up in so-called devotional life. So, this is dirty things. Actually, it is very dirty. But one can give it up if one is very strongly under the center of Krishna. Jadavadhi mama chitta krishna padara vinda namalavadhamarantuma jadavadhi batanari sangame smarjama bhavati mukha vikas Jamuna charges. If one, Krishna is Madan Maha. If one is attracted actually by Krishna, Madan cannot kill him. Krishna will say. So the actually the dirty thing is our the sex desire. The sex desire increases our attachment for this world. Atat viha cheta sutapta vittai janasamohoyam ahamameti kumshan sriya mithunibhavameta. Everything is there, Srimad Bhagavata. The ultimate knowledge to understand everything. Unfortunately, speak on Srimad Bhagavatam, but not scrutinizingly, pointing out what are the defects in our life. They want to enjoy another type of sense gratification. Anyway, we do not wish to discuss, but actually, if we want to get rid of all dirty things from our heart, we must hear scrutinizingly about Krishna. This is the prescription given here. Srinatam sapata Krishna punnasabana kirtana. If you do not understand, it doesn't matter. You simply give vibration and hear the vibration. Just like we are doing. What in European countries and American countries they will understand. But we are sending in every important street. In New York we are sending in the Fifth Avenue, the most important street in the world. Fifth Avenue, New York. We are chanting. We are seeing pictures in our back garden. We are chanting. In London, the most important street, Oxford Street. We send on that. In Melbourne, they are now arresting. I do not know what is the position now. But they are prepared. These boys and girls are so nice that they are arrested sometimes. Just like Kaji was torturing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's party. Of course now civilized world, there is no such torturing, but our men are very often they are arrested and put into jail also. But still, they go. They go every day. Now in London, the police has become disgusted. Do not arrest anymore. Yes. So, I say that if you are arrested, why you should be sorry? You go in the jail and chant Hare Krishna. That's all. So that others will get the opportunity to hear about Krishna. So this is our propaganda. Krishna consciousness movement means we are giving chance to people to hear about Krishna. Sinnatang sapata Krishna. Punna sevana pitara. The same thing can be done in India also. But we have got better fields of activities outside India. I tell you that I am very much encouraged because we get very good response quickly. And they become immediately attached to Krishna, as you see the samples here. They are given up on account of their attachment to Krishna. They are given up all their nonsense or avadrani. Avadrani. Avadrani indeed. The principle of avadrani means illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling. These are the four pillars of avadrani. By Krishna consciousness, Krishna helps Sinnatan. When Krishna sees that this man, this living entity is now sincere to hear about me, he helps with them. Because he's there. We haven't got to find out somewhere else. And we haven't got to go to Himalaya to find him. He's here. Riddham tasta. He is. So he is also within. And my all dirty things are also within. So as soon as he sees, I am also within. So as soon as he sees that this living entity is now little serious about hearing about him, he helps. Riddham tasta vadhrani vidhunati. He helps it. I cannot get out of this dirty thing by my own endeavor. That is not possible. But Krishna helps. As soon as we are a little serious to hear about Krishna, he helps. Buddhi yogam dadamitam jino mam upajanti se. Krishna says, here it is indirectly said that Krishna helps. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna directly says, yes, I give him such intelligence so that he may come back to home, back to God. To home. Tesan satatajittanam bhajatanatitipurva. One who is 24 hours engaged in the loving service of the law and satatajitta. Satata means 24 hours, not official. Of course, by official, one may gradually come to the position of satatajitta. Bhajatana priti purvaka. With faith and love, if one is engaged in the service of the law, then Krishna says, buddhi yogam dadan. There are two things, buddhi and buddhi yoga. Buddhi, ordinary buddhi, intelligence, that is that. But when it is yogam, yogam means connected with Krishna, it is called buddhi yogam. So we require buddhi yogam, not buddhi. If we simply use our buddhi, intelligence, then we continue to become duskritino. Buddhi is there. But if it utilizes in a misdirected way, that is called duskriti. Therefore, we must engage our buddhi, because buddhi is the immediate step before we realize self. First, our conception is indriyani, these senses. Indriyani pararahu, indriyadha paramana. We give very much importance to these senses. the bodily concept of life means to give importance to sense enjoyment. That's all. This is bodily concept of life. So, indriyani pararahu, they're very important. Those who are in bodily concept of life, they are addicted to sense gratification. Indriyani pararahu, indriya bhaparamana. And those are little advanced, more. They are addicted to the mental speculation. The so-called gain is mental speculation. Manasastu parabuddhi. Then, again, you come to the platform of intelligence. Intelligence, and when the intelligence is purified, riddhantasavadrani, purified simply by hearing about Krishna, then immediately you are raised to the platform of spiritual life. This is the path. So, sinnadāṁ sapasāt Krishna punyasyavana kīrtam riddhanta stu avadjāni vidhunati suhit satāṁ. He is very intimate friend of the sadhus, of the devotees. He is everyone's friend. Sridhan Sarvabhutana is everyone's friend. God, Krishna, is everyone's friend. But he is a special friend for the devotees. That is stated in the Bhagavad. He said, Samaham Sarvabhutesu, Naham, Name Deshasti Napriya. Jetu Vajanti Maan Kritya Pesu Temai. Because he's God, he's kind to everyone. Without his kindness, we cannot live for a moment. That is a fact. But if one becomes a devotee, he gives special protection. Kompe apratijani hi name bhakta pranasa. So therefore, this human form of life is a special prerogative for the living entity. And if you take advantage of it, and simply try to hear about Krishna, then our life is successful. Thank you very much.